Happy Friday, and welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah, and it's time for our weekly Mixed Tropics episode, where Alex and I explore some fascinating corners of the AI world. Today, we're diving deeper into technical insights and covering some topics that might surprise you.
Thanks, Sarah. Friday is always fun because we get to explore the more unexpected sides of AI. Today, I want to talk about AI in healthcare, some emerging technologies, and give our listeners a peek into what's coming next.
I love that approach. Let's start with something that affects all of us, how AI is transforming healthcare. What are the most exciting developments you're seeing?
Healthcare AI is absolutely revolutionary right now. One area that's particularly exciting is diagnostic imaging. AI systems can now detect certain types of cancer in mammograms, skin lesions, and eye scans with accuracy that matches or exceeds human specialists.
That's incredible. Can you give us a specific example?
Sure. There's an AI system that can detect diabetic retinopathy from a simple photograph of your eye. This condition can cause blindness if not caught early, but it's often missed in routine exams. The AI can spot early signs that might be too subtle for human detection, potentially saving millions of people's sight.
How does this technology actually work in practice?
It's fascinating. The AI was trained on hundreds of thousands of eye images, learning to identify the tiny changes in blood vessels that indicate disease progression. When you take a photo, the AI analyzes patterns in the blood vessel structure, looking for specific markers that correlate with different stages of the disease.
Are doctors actually using this in real clinics?
Yes. Google's AI system is being used in clinics across India and Thailand, where there's a shortage of eye specialists. A nurse can take the photo, the AI provides instant analysis, and patients who need specialist care are identified immediately. It's democratizing access to expert-level diagnosis.
That's amazing. What about AI in drug discovery?
Drug discovery is being completely transformed. Traditionally, developing a new drug takes 10 to 15 years and costs billions of dollars. AI is accelerating this by predicting how different molecular compounds will behave, identifying promising candidates much faster than traditional methods.
How much faster are we talking?
Some processes that used to take months or years can now be done in days or weeks. AI can simulate millions of potential drug compounds virtually, testing them against disease targets before any physical experiments. It's like having a super-powered chemistry lab that works 24/7.
Let's shift gears to something our listeners use every day, search engines. How is AI changing how we find information?
Search is becoming conversational and contextual. Instead of typing keywords and getting a list of links, you can now ask complex questions and get direct, synthesized answers. Google's AI can understand follow-up questions that refer to previous searches, creating a more natural conversation.
What's the technology behind this improvement?
It's powered by large language models that understand context and can reason across multiple pieces of information. The AI doesn't just match keywords. It understands the meaning behind your question and can combine information from multiple sources to create comprehensive answers.
Speaking of language models, let's talk about something technical but important. How do these models actually learn to be so conversational?
Great question. It starts with feeding the AI enormous amounts of text, books, websites, articles, essentially a huge chunk of human knowledge. The AI learns patterns in how humans use language, what words typically follow other words, how sentences are structured, even subtle things like tone and context.
But how does it learn to have conversations rather than just recite information?
That's where something called reinforcement learning from human feedback comes in. After the initial training, humans rate the AI's responses, which ones are helpful, accurate, and natural. The AI learns from these ratings, gradually becoming better at conversation.
It's like having millions of writing tutors.
Exactly. And what's remarkable is that through this process, the AI seems to develop capabilities that weren't explicitly programmed, like reasoning, creativity, and even a form of common sense. These are called emergent abilities.
That sounds almost magical. Is it really emergent, or is it just very complex pattern matching?
That's one of the big debates in AI research right now. It might be that what looks like reasoning is actually incredibly sophisticated pattern recognition. The AI has seen so many examples of human reasoning that it can mimic the patterns even in new situations.
Practical. Let's talk about something practical. AI in creative work. How is it actually being used by real artists and creators?
Creative professionals are using AI as a collaborative tool rather than a replacement. Musicians might use AI to generate melody ideas, then develop them further. Writers use AI to overcome writer's block or explore different narrative directions. Visual artists use AI to quickly prototype concepts or generate background elements.
Considering, are there any concerns in the creative community?
Definitely. Many artists worry about AI being trained on their work without permission or about AI-generated content flooding the market. But we're also seeing new forms of human-AI collaboration emerge. Some artists are developing signature styles that incorporate AI as a creative partner.
Inquiring, what about AI in education? How is it personalizing learning?
Informative. AI tutoring systems can adapt to individual learning styles and paces. They can identify when a student is struggling with a particular concept and provide additional examples or different explanations. Some systems can even detect emotional states through typing patterns or engagement metrics.
Fascinating. How does emotion detection work?
AI can analyze subtle patterns. How long you pause between keystrokes, how quickly you answer questions, whether you're making more mistakes than usual. These patterns can indicate frustration, confusion, or confidence. The AI can then adjust its approach accordingly.
Concerns. Let's talk about something that affects everyone, AI and privacy. What should people be aware of?
Cautioning. AI systems learn from data, and that data often includes personal information. It's important to understand what data you're sharing and how it's being used. Many AI services allow you to delete your data or opt out of training, but you have to actively choose these options.
Advice. Any practical advice for protecting privacy while using AI tools?
Guiding. Be thoughtful about what personal information you share in AI conversations. Use incognito or private browsing modes when available. Read privacy policies, especially for AI services you use frequently. And remember that even anonymized data can sometimes be traced back to individuals.
Looking ahead, what emerging AI technologies should we be watching?
Excitingly, multimodal AI is huge. Systems that can seamlessly work with text, images, audio, and video simultaneously. We're also seeing advances in AI that can take actions in the real world, not just provide information. Robotics combined with AI are creating systems that can perform complex physical tasks.
Curious, what about AI in scientific research?
Enthusiastically, AI is accelerating scientific discovery in incredible ways. It's helping astronomers discover new planets, assisting biologists in understanding protein structures, and helping climate scientists model complex environmental systems. AI can process and analyze data at scales impossible for human researchers.
Predicting. As we wrap up this week, what's your biggest prediction for AI in the next year?
Visionary. I think we'll see AI become much more integrated into everyday software and services. Instead of going to a separate AI app, you'll have AI features built into your email, your calendar, your photo editing, your document creation. the distinction between AI tools and regular tools will start to disappear.
Encouraging. What should our listeners focus on as they navigate this AI-enhanced world?
Advising. Stay curious, but critical. Experiment with AI tools to see how they can help you, but always verify important information. Think of AI as augmenting your capabilities, not replacing your judgment. And most importantly, remember that behind all this technology, the goal should be to enhance human potential and creativity.
Warm advice to end our week. Tomorrow, we'll do our Saturday recap, where we'll summarize the week's key insights and look ahead to what's coming next in AI.
It's been a fantastic week of exploration. From basic concepts to cutting-edge applications, we've covered a lot of ground together.
Thanks for joining us on AI Daily. I'm Sarah, and this